Lauren, everyone expected this session to be about cap and trade, essentially a plan to reduce carbon emissions by charging big polluters. Why didn't that happen?
Lawmakers just simply didn't have the support that they needed. They didn't have the votes to pass a cap and trade bill. There particularly weren't enough votes in the Senate, which is a slightly more conservative chamber than the House and also really prides itself on acting in a bipartisan fashion. And lawmakers knew pretty early that the support wasn't there. Cap and trade is this big, wonky, complicated policy, and Republicans were already pushing back on the idea that this was not the kind of policy that lawmakers should be tackling during the short session. But with the 2018 elections looming, Democrats couldn't really be perceived as ignoring the issue. It's really a top priority for many environmental groups who are important to Democrats politically.
One issue that drew a lot of attention this session involved guns. Remind us what lawmakers approved.
Lawmakers closed what's been called the boyfriend loophole, or what the governor actually recently started calling the intimate partner loophole. The bill expands the number of people who are banned from owning a gun in the case of domestic violence and stalking cases. So under current law, a spouse convicted of domestic violence is prohibited from owning a firearm, but that doesn't extend to, say, a boyfriend. So this bill changes that.
Legislators also passed several bills designed to help ease the affordable housing crisis. What did they do?
The major housing legislation piece actually passed on the last day of session, and it increases a real estate transaction fee from $20 to $60, and it directs the projected about $30 million or more a year to a wide range of affordable housing projects. A lot of the money goes to veteran services, and the governor also secured about $5 million to help fund emergency shelters across the state.
Accusations of unwanted touching against Republican Senator Jeff Cruz of Roseburg were a big part of the session as well. Those accusations ultimately led to Cruz resigning his seat. Lauren, do you think there's a sense that women's concerns about sexual harassment are being taken more seriously in Salem now?
I think there is. Lawmakers asked the state's law commission to examine their personnel policies and give them some advice on how to improve the culture at the state house. They also have some plans to update their training policies and possibly create an anonymous tip line where people can call with concerns. So they're really, now that the legislative session is adjourned, they said that during the interim period, they're going to work on this issue.
Now, as you know, Governor Kate Brown is running for re-election this fall, and her likely Republican opponent is Representative Newt Bueller of Bend. Is there a way in which this legislative session was a setup for the 2018 elections? And if so, what does that suggest for the coming gubernatorial campaign?
We saw both Governor Kate Brown and the possible Republican frontrunner Newt Bueller really trying to appeal to the moderate voter this session. Bueller was one of the three Republicans in the House who voted in favor of closing the gun loophole. He talked about the need for the federal government not to interfere in the state's marijuana industry, two things that he agreed with Governor Kate Brown on. And Governor Kate Brown is reportedly considering a line item veto of a tax bill that Republicans don't like. It's almost as if they're trying to prevent the attack ads against them. You know, Bueller doesn't want to be painted as voting to protect domestic violence abusers, and Brown doesn't want to be portrayed as hurting small businesses. So we really saw them sort of appeal to the middle ground this session.